That's my introduction. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. I give honor to all of the men of God that are here. And men of God is what has changed my life. Relationships with men of God has made me what little bit I am here today. And I'm so thankful for all the young people that are here. Brother Cowan, I'm so thankful that you allowed me to be here. I met the youngest son 5 minutes ago right here at the altar. And how I met him was I turned and I said, "Dude, who's the guy on the drums?" And he said, "That's my brother." I said, "Oh, your brother Cowan's son." He said, "Yes." I said, "That's his other son, right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "All I know is that dude right there can play the drums." And I like people that give everything they got in everything that they do. That's how we're cut from Gina. You just give everything you've got. It may not be the best, but you just give everything you've got. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Calvin, I don't want to drink your water today. Says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves. Now the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear." I don't want to preach my message before I get into my message, but let me tell a young man or a young lady, your perception matters. "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.' Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus." Now, I know the rest of the story. I'm not going to preach this out of context, but I want to stop right there. And I've come to preach with the help of the Holy Ghost to some young lady or some young man. Walking on water is a choice. Walking on water is a choice. I wonder if all across this house you can raise your hands. And not just because it's something that we do in tradition, but I wonder if all across this house you could raise your hands and a young lady or a young man can make up their mind, "I'm going to make the choice today. Today's the day that you step into what God wants you to do." Come on, that's it, young people. We've responded so far. Let something go in the deep hearts of every young man and young lady right now. Come on, I'm not here to go through the motions today. I'm not here to clap and to come up to the altar and pray for a little while and go back to how I was before I come here. I come for something to happen deep down in my heart today. Come on, young man, raise those hands. Today's the day you make your mind up. Come on, walking on water's a choice. One more time, clap your hands all across the house. Thank you for being faithful to the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We start by reading about the disciples. And they have been given a task. The task is to get to the other side. The task is to leave where they're at and to go to where Jesus is wanting them to go. And while that seems easy enough to just get into a ship or to leave where you're at to go to the other side, the problem is that between point A and point B, there are obstacles along the way. These obstacles have a way of making us feel like we'll never make it to where Jesus is wanting us to go. It's easy to be a 30-year-old man today and be married and have children, or to be one of these men that are on the other side of where they're at in life and doing the will of God, and to look and say, well, it's just as simple as getting in the ship and going to the other side. But the truth to the reality is there's young men and young women under the sound of my voice today that it's not that they're not wanting to be everything that Jesus wants them to be. And it's not that they have not come here on a Saturday afternoon to find out what Jesus wants them to do or to get the answer to the prayers that they've been praying for. But the problem is that the obstacles between where they're at and where they're going seem to be bigger than what they really are. But I'm not one of these preachers that come in here and try to beat up a young man or beat up a young lady or scare a young man or scare a young lady to do what they're supposed to be doing or to focus on the obstacles as you're getting there. But I'm one of those preachers that have come to remind you here on a Saturday afternoon that I don't care the obstacles that are between where you are and where God's wanting you to go. I feel the Holy Ghost already. I don't care about the obstacles that's facing you in the wee hours of the morning when you're all by yourself or the obstacles that's coming over the cell phone. I've just come to preach to a young man today or preach to a young lady today, preach from one end of the church to the other end of the church. I'm not focused on the obstacles. I've come to remind you that if Jesus told you to go to the other side, it doesn't matter what obstacles are in between you and Him. As long as you stay with Jesus, I've got a word for you. You're going to make it to who Jesus wants you to be. You're going to make it to where Jesus wants you to go. If He called you to do the work for God, I've got a word for you here today. There's no devil in hell that's big enough to stop you as long as you've got a made up mind. I'm not staying here. I've got to go to the other side. I'm not staying like this. I've got to do a work for God. I'm not staying here and being tormented in my mind. God's got peace for me. God's got joy for me. God's got power and authority for me. God's got dominion for me. God's got a prayer life. God's got a work to do. God's got a ministry. I'm not staying here. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. Can I just be me today? I'm sick and tired of walking around saying, well, the world we're living in, they're facing things that we didn't face 15 years ago. They are facing things that we didn't face 15 years ago. But they're on the brink of a revival that we've never seen before. I'm preaching to some people today that God's called and anointed. And young men, you're just waiting. You're just waiting because the obstacles look too big. It's time you put one step forward and say, I don't care what's between me and that. I've got to get over there. I've got to do the work for God. I've got to feel the anointing of God. Because young man, hear me. The other side's not about you. Oh, shut up. Hear me, young lady. If the other side was about you, you don't have to go. The other side is about them. Can I preach revival? The other side's about blinded eyes being open. The other side's about deaf ears being open. And the Bible says that the Spirit draweth nigh. But if that same Spirit that raised Him from the dead is on the inside of me, that Spirit can draw them through me.
That spirit can draw them through you. That spirit can do a miracle with your hands being laid on them, with you getting up and preaching the gospel, with you running the aisles, with you jumping, with you shouting, with you dancing.
If teaching that Bible study was about you, you may not have to teach a Bible study to be everything you want to be. But it's bigger than you. You can stay here, but you'll never see what God's got planned for you. Oh, can I preach to a preacher's kid today? I'm not a preacher's kid, but I got preacher's kid. Can I preach to a preacher's kid today? If you're just staying under the mat, come on, if I'm just going to do this with daddy or do, no. God's got an anointing for you. God's got a call for you. God's got a purpose for you. Can I preach to the ones that aren't preachers here? Don't let your heritage or your lineage keep you down. God can do a work with you, but he's looking for somebody to say, I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go.
I got to be careful. But they don't determine our revival.
He told us it was going to be perilous times. The world's not getting any better. The Democrat Party's not going to save the world. The Republican Party's not going to save the world. It's going to be a church that's sitting there saying, I used to be here, but I got to go there. I used to do this, but I got to go do that. I used to just clap my hands like that, but you better watch out. I've got to loosen my tie. Revival's in the air. Revival's in the air. Revival's in the air. Revival's in the air. This is what I love, though. This is what I love, Elder. A verse gives us a key of who he's sending. I could feel it. I could feel it in the atmosphere. You're jumping and shouting. You're clapping your hands. But that's what you feel comfortable in doing. And I'm not preaching against any of that. I'm telling you, if I'll get in the corner with my hair on fire if I've got to. But I've made it up in my mind a long, long time ago. I'm not going to come through the church and do the traditional what I feel comfortable in doing. Because you can get up here and clap those hands and do a little jump and nothing ever move in your heart and leave through those back doors and be caught up in sin. You've got to make up your mind today. This is real. Repentance is real. Jesus' name baptism is real. Holy Ghost by talking in tongues is real. Holiness and separation's real. Dynamic worship's real. Running the aisles is real. Playing with everything I've got's real. Preaching is real. Responding is real.
But this is what I love. The Bible says that he turns and he sends his disciples to the other side. And he sends the multitude away. The ones that just show up on Sunday morning just to check off the box that I'm here, they never do see the other side. I'm preaching to some young people. The young people that can't show up on Saturday because they didn't have to come or they just didn't feel like coming. But I've not come to preach the ones that aren't here. I've come to preach the ones that are here. You know the difference in you and them? It's not that you're better. You're a disciple. Oh, shut up, Bakaya. You're the one that Jesus is turning to saying, I've got an anointing on you. I want you to go back and turn your city upside down. Well, if I have been, no. It's not whether you have this or not. You've got you. You've got the Holy Ghost. You've got a commandment to go. You've got a task to be given. You've got a breakthrough to reach for. Multitude saints. They only eat of the fish and the loaves. And then they carry back onto their life. It's what you do in the dark, young man. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to preach about me, but you want me to tell you why I wasn't intimidated? Because I used to preach like this at the nursing home. I used to get up. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Oh, here we go. I'm telling you, I used to preach like this at the nursing home because I'd get up there thinking that I was something special and go through this little motion, and God spoke to me and said, if you're not going to treat my people like they're my people, get out of the way. I got up there and I said, forgive me. Next time I come back, I'll be prepared. And we started going in there and people started getting baptized in Jesus' name. People started getting the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about they'd get the Holy Ghost on Thursday and something may happen on Monday. What am I preaching to a young man? It's time you get serious. What am I preaching to a young man? It's time you quit worrying, come on, about what everybody around you thinks and say, I've got to go. I've got to have revival. I've got to have a breakthrough. Watch what he says. You go before me. You move in the direction that I'm calling you to move in. And if there's any trouble, he kind of says this underlining. That's just how Jesus worked. If there's any trouble, I'll be there. You know the plague against the Pentecostal church? We want God to move and show us all this stuff before we start moving. He said, you move before me. You go back and knock doors in your city and just watch what I'll do. You come out of that comfort zone of that pew and start clapping your hands. Well, I don't feel it, Brother Posey. Sometimes I don't feel it either. You go before me. Woo! You go before me. And if there's any trouble on the way, I'll be right there. Just start moving. Just start worshiping. Just start praying. Just start dancing. Just start teach a Bible study and watch what God will do. Raise your hands on the back and watch what God will do. Run the aisles and watch what God will do. Repent of your sin and watch what God will do. How many times, young man? Let's get real. It's us. How many times does God prompt you to do something to turn your service upside down? And the God of self shows up. He prompted me to do something. I'm not going to lie to you. He prompted me to do something in this service, and I let the God of self show up and say, well, these people don't know who I am. If she comes back up to this front and starts praying like that, I don't care who knows I am. I'm fixing to do what God told me to do. How many times we sit up and say, well, I don't know if that's me. I don't know. What about if we just unloosen the chains and say, you know what? I'm going to find out if that's me or not. I've got some elders here. You know why the elders have miracles, signs, and wonders? And they've seen people get up and the blinded eyes open? Because they wasn't scared to death to fail. We're too scared to say, God's going to do a miracle today. We're too scared to say, I'm about to pray for the blinded eye. We're too scared to say, hey, let's have revival. We're scared to death of the God of the self. But I'm taking the chains off today. I'm going to keep praying. If the blinded eye don't open, I'm going to pray for the next blinded eye. If the deaf ear don't open, I'm going to pray for the next deaf ear. Why? He said, go before me and watch me work. Watch me be God. Watch me be God. Go before me. Well, if I felt something when I prayed, I'd pray a whole lot more. I go, Brother Pose, you don't understand. I know where you're at. I was certified youth pastor. I don't know if y'all call them youth leaders, youth pastors. I was certified youth pastor in Gina. That's what we call them. I was waiting on, can I be transparent? I was waiting on the big platforms and the big youth rallies and the youth camps and the youth conferences. And the kids was drying up right underneath me. And God started shaking me. How can you go do what I called you to do out there if you can't even do what I called you to do right here? I couldn't be preaching to the young people the way I'm preaching to them today if I didn't do what God called me to do in Gina first. That'll preach right there. That'll preach to a young man or young man. Quit looking for the big lights up there and do the work right before you. Play the drums with everything you've got and watch what God will do. Give him a microphone. I guarantee you, he preaches like he plays the drums. Go before him. Go before him. Go before me. 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 And it wouldn't be near as good to preach if the background wasn't what the background was. Because I see these men of God here today. I've seen the, you've got pastors here on a Saturday with their young people. You ought to thank God that you got a man of God. You ought to make, call it preacher religion, whatever you want. I'm telling you how I do. I'm a 30-year-old man. When Zach Wells stands up and says, I'm Zach Wells, I clap my hands louder than anybody in the building. Yeah. That's my man of God right there. If he called me right now and said, get home, Brother Calvin, I wouldn't be preaching tomorrow. I'd be flying home. Why? That's my man of God. But watch this. Watch this. They're on the exit end of one of the greatest miracles, in my opinion, theory. That's ever been done. Why? Because this miracle was done through them. Blinded eyes, he touched. Fish in the loaves, they had to go find. They had to set them down. He worked a miracle through their hands. What they brought him, he blessed. That's easy ground to stay on. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody right now. I'm the Holy Ghost. If I stay right here, I got the fragments of the fish and the loaves right here. If I stay right here, if I stay in where I'm at, if I just kind of keep going through what I'm doing, there's a protection right here. I'm reminded of the miracles of here and there. But God said, go to the other side. He never even makes any reference to the miracle of yesterday. Oh, I could preach up there. It's almost like God says, don't take advantage of what I did for you yesterday. But you can't live off of yesterday's miracle. We can't live off the revival that happened 15 years ago, young people. Can I preach to some young men? We can't live off of what Grandpa did 20 years ago by itself. We've got to stay in line and preach the Word of God and live holy and separated. But I've showed up today to have miracles in 2023. I'm thankful for the miracles in 1985, but the miracles in 1985 isn't supposed to keep me stagnant. It's supposed to say we can have them today. We can see cancer healed today. We can see miracles today. We can see revival today. We can see breakthrough today. I'm not living off of yesterday. I'm thankful for what you did, but I got to have more. I've got to have more. I've got to have more. I'm thankful for the prayer life that your mom and daddy have showed you. But your daddy's anointing don't anoint you. Your daddy's prayer life doesn't stand for you in the balance of what you're going to do and what you're going to see. It got you to here today where you can say, I'm leaving here different than I've ever been before. I'm not living off of what happened yesterday. I'm going to grab a hold to it and say, yesterday is preparing me for tomorrow, but I've got to have revival. I've got to have it today. I can't live off of worship of yesterday. I've got to roll on the floor today. I can't live off of Grandpa clapping his hands or Mama clapping his hands. I'm thankful for the fish and the loaves, but I got to go to the other side. There's more miracles. There's more breakthrough. There's more power. There's more authority. There's more souls. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. God, take the disease off this generation of being slumber and prayer and fasting, and God, give them a drive to have revival tomorrow. Give them a drive to have miracles tomorrow. Give them the drive to have breakthrough tomorrow. That's it. I'll finish preaching in a minute. Just pray, young man. Pray for the transition that we're fixing to have in this service right here. We're not in no rush. We're not in no worry. That's your problem, young lady. You're hiding on the pew. And you're living off of yesterday's revival. God's got anointing for you today. God's got a purpose for you today. Come on, if you need the Holy Ghost, raise those hands right now. Let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. Shut it down. Come on, young man, that's it. Some of you's waiting on the man of God to show up. You pray him through today. That's it, young ladies. Raise those hands. We're not done yet, but we're going to let the Holy Ghost move for a few moments. God's getting ready to take this to another level. Come on, young people. I rebuke the spirit that says, just sit still. Daddy's got it under control. I rebuke the spirit that says, it's okay. Come on. I've grown up in a good godly home. I rebuke the spirit that say, you got the Holy Ghost, just stay still. And I say, go to the other side. I say, have miracles for tomorrow. I say, have revival right now. Come on, I don't know who needs the Holy Ghost and who don't. If you got somebody in your youth group that don't have the Holy Ghost, don't be intimidated to go over there and lay hands on their shoulder and say, I'm going to pray with you. Come on, young ladies, the Holy Ghost is moving. If you're having a hard time getting the Holy Ghost, link up with somebody that's in the Holy Ghost. It's contagious. It's contagious. It's contagious. Come on, that's it, pastors. Help us. Help us, help us, help us. I'm looking at the greatest evangelist right now. Come on, pastors, wives, come on. Come on, sisters. Come on, get in there and lay hands on some young people. You can do it, young people. All you've got to do is make the choice, I'm going to do it. All you've got to do is make the choice. I'm about to have a prayer life. I'm about to live for God. I'm about to do everything God wants me to do for His kingdom. Woo! Come on, young men. Come on, young men. Don't wait on the people beside you. Go. Go there. When's the last time we packed somebody out? I'm not worried about the gym or the aftermath. I'm worried about what God wants to do right now. I'm worried about the Holy Ghost moving right now. Come on, young men, if you got the Holy Ghost, that's it. Link up with somebody that don't and get in the Holy Ghost. Just start praying that God moves. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, don't try to figure it out. This is real. This is real. This is real. Come on, young people, don't die on me right now. Come on, young people, don't lay it down right now. The elders, the generation before us, they knew what it was like to lay on the floor. They knew what it was like to give their whole day up. There's men of God right here that laid the foundation for us to feel what we're feeling right now. Don't get quiet now. Don't get quiet now. Come on, young men. The Holy Ghost is on you. Come on, young lady. Quit worrying about the one beside you. Let the Holy Ghost work it out. Come on, young people, the Spirit's moving right now. Come on, young people, the Spirit's moving right now. This is what we've got to get past right now. That spirit that settles into this house that says, hey, I prayed 15 or 20 minutes, I'm done. No, we need some people to say, if we're going to see what we want to see happen, we've got to touch the Spirit. We've got to touch. Come on. God's trying to fill people with the Holy Ghost. We need some young people that know how to pray in the Holy Ghost. We need some young people that know how to touch the hem of His garment. Come on, young people, there's a shift. Come on, sisters. Come on, young ladies. Come on, young ladies. Get a hold of your mind right now. Come on, get a hold of your mind right now. God's shifting things right now. Come on, get a hold to your mind right now. God, put my mind in this moment right here. God, put my mind in this moment right here. I've got to be in this moment. I've got to be walking in this moment. Come on, don't focus on tomorrow. Right now. God, do what you want me to do. Come on, don't let your neighbor pray louder than you. If you hear your neighbor praying loud, you get a little louder. Unity together. Unity together. Unity together. Come on, young people, we're tapping on the door or something. We're tapping on the door or something. Some of you, God's trying to cut loose. If you would cut loose, there's no telling what God would do for your neighbor. Come on, young ladies, there's a special anointing over here. Come on, young ladies. Ladies, don't look across the church at what God's doing over here. Let God do it for you. I want you to close your eyes. We've got people talking in tongues. We got people receiving the Holy Ghost. I want you to close your eyes over here. I want you to raise your hands right now and say, God, whatever you have for me, come on. God, whatever you have for me to do, I want more. I've got to have more. I've got to have more. Come on, young men. Some of you's tapping out. Some of you's tapping out. Come on, it's not over yet. We've got to learn how to stand in the face of our flesh and the God of ourself and say, I've got to dig for more. Sometimes you may not feel what's happening. You've got to go before Him. You've got to worship when you don't feel like nothing's happening. Come on, if you would raise your hands, I'm telling you, God's going to do something. Just raise your hands. Just raise your hands and raise your voice. Come on, God's trying to loosen some of you men. God's trying to loosen some of you brethren. Let the Holy Ghost loose you. Let the Holy Ghost loose you. Come on, brethren. Come on, the leaders of the pack, you need to keep worshiping. This is contagious. Come on, mama. The best ways for your babies to pray is mama to be praying in the Holy Ghost. Leave them fishing and loaf miracle for them to remember. We've got one side getting it and the next side comes now. I wonder what would happen if the whole building would just tap into what God's doing right now. Come on, brethren, don't get quiet because the Holy Ghost is moving over there. He's an omnipresent God. He's filling all space. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice.
Come on, if you're a young person, I just want you to take your hands off the person beside you. If you can look towards the front of this church right here. I feel God's getting ready to loose some things in your life, not just for an experience in this moment, but that God's getting ready to do something in your world that's going to change your tomorrow. There's some of you, you're still, after this altar call, you're still unsure. The Bible says that when Jesus stood on top of the water, he said, "Be of good cheer, it is I." It literally meant, "I am that I am." And Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you on top of the water." There's some things in this building right now that you still feel subject to. They get on the ship. They're trying to do the will of God. You're here. Don't be confused. Let them keep praying. That's what we want right now. This is Holy Ghost. This is what Holy Ghost is. A man of God can get in here and take authority behind the pulpit and the Holy Ghost still be moving. But the Bible says that when they're on the ship that there's winds blowing. And some of you, you've learned how to live with the winds blowing in your life. But what's hindering you is what the winds are blowing in your life. I want you to understand something. They was on that boat, and everybody knows when you're in a boat, you're subject to the waters that you're on. And I was sent by God, I'm telling you. I'm in a revival. I was sent by God to bring to light the things that you are subject to. There's some of you, you're subject to things that happened to you when you was a child. Some of you subject to things in your past. Some of you grew up in the church and you've made bad choices. You've looked at things you shouldn't look at. You've said things you shouldn't have said. You've acted in ways you shouldn't have acted. And you're living with the cloud of, if they found out I'd done that, or if mama finds out I said that. And you're worshiping out of condemnation. And hear me. There was 12 in the boat. But we only read about one walking on water. Don't come to me that he only made a few steps and went under because his faith wasn't enough. I'm not worried about the ones who stumble while they're trying to do something for God. I worry about the ones that sit there and don't do anything for God.
I'd rather a young man get up here and try his hardest to do whatever God's putting him to do and him fall on his face 5 or 6 times. I'm not talking about sin right now. I'm talking about just falling under the pressure of not being able to do what God wants you to do. But he gets back up. So this is what we're fixing to do. Brother Cowan, it's yours after this. It's been yours the whole time. But this is what we're fixing to do. Some of you feel that you cannot ask the question that Simon Peter asked. Lord, if it be you, you're not supposed to question who God is after a service like this. But can I tell you, you have the right. You have the right in your personal relationship with God to ask the question, Lord, I know you've told me this over and over and over. God, I know I felt the call over and over and over. God, I know I've been feeling this urgency over and over and over and over again. But Lord, I just need you to reassure me one more time. And get this, where was Jesus standing, young man? Where was Jesus standing, young lady? On top of the thing. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. On top of the thing that the disciples felt subject to. 11 sat in the boat while one gets on the edge of the boat and says, I've got to try it. Can I tell you, it takes one young man in the youth group to show up on Sunday morning and start worshiping like he's never worshiped before. Because every one of them seen revival. But Brother Calvin, I made it up in my mind a long time ago. I don't want to just go to the other side and see people get the Holy Ghost. I want to be one of those guys that's in the middle of people getting the Holy Ghost. I want to be one of those young ladies that's in the middle. I don't want to be a stumbling block for them. I want to be one of those young ladies that's saying, you know what? I had a hand in her praying through. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was me. I had a hand in teaching them a Bible study. I had my hand on their back. I was crying in the altar with them. So be the one. I don't do countdowns, but this is what we're going to do. You're going to raise your hands one more time. Look, the Holy Ghost is all over some of you. I see it all over. God's done filled somebody with the Holy Ghost. I don't know how many he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Some of you is at a point where you was fixing to break loose in the Holy Ghost like you've never broke loose before. Come on, we got some. You don't have to stand against that wall, sisters. You can make your way off that wall. Standing on that wall says, you know what? I'm just here just to see if God's going to do something. Why don't you just take a step forward? Just one. Just take a step forward. Come on. Take a step forward, young ladies. Come on. Take a step forward. That's it. Young man, I'm thankful that you're not over there on the back wall. I'm thankful. Let me tell you, there's something about getting as close to this pulpit as you can get. See, some of you think it's over. Some of you don't think God can do it again. God can move back in this house, and we can go longer than we just did. I want you to get those hands up right now. That's it, sis. I hate she's shouting by herself, though. I sure do hate she's shouting. She's walking on water right now. Come on, young man. Come on, young man. God, I need reassurance. God, I need reassurance. It's you that's telling me to come. God, I need reassurance. It's you pulling me to a deep. Come on, don't be scared to ask the God. God, I need reassurance. Come on. It's you. It's you that I feel when I raise my hands. I need reassurance. It's you that I feel when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. I need reassurance, God. Come on. Raise that voice. Don't worry about what the 11's doing. Walk on water. Walk on water. Come on, the 11 sitting there just waiting. One's taking a step closer to Jesus. Walk on that. Come on, it might be perversion. Walk on top of that. It might be voices at your school. Come on, walk on top of those voices right now. It may be something you've done. We're not worried about your failures. Today's a new day. Mercy's renewed every morning. Don't do it again. Walk closer to him. Come on, walk on water. Walk on water. Come on, be the one. Be the one. Be the one that talks in tongues. Be the one that they call spiritual. Be Be the one that has a prayer life. Be the one that shouts. I'm not worried about my hair. I'm not worried about my outfit. I'm not worried about my tie. Be the one. Be the one. Be the one. Come on, we got a couple of Simons in here. Come on, Thomas. Get the boldness Simon's got. You may need reassurance. It's okay to ask him over and over and over again. It's okay to be reassured over and over and over again. I feel something. I don't know what the call is, but I'm telling you. Come on, Kansas. I feel something. I feel something, Kansas. I feel something, the young people of the state of Kansas. I feel something. We're getting ready to turn our cities upside down. Be the one. Be the one. I don't just dress this way to dress it. I've got the Holy Ghost. It's power, my uncut hair. It's power living holy for God. Be the one. Be the one. Be the one. Come on, I see some of you. Some of you are on the edge of the boat. Just step out on the water. Come on, I don't know your name, but that's it, big man. Let the Holy Ghost do what God's doing. Be that one. Woo! See what happens when you push yourself? We was about to go home. God said, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. Let it be said, this is a moment to be wrote down in the books. This is a moment that turned my city upside down. This is the moment that turned my ministry upside down. This was the moment right here where I got a hold to what God wanted me to be. This was the moment I was walking on water. I was walking on water. Come on, I see you. You're walking on water, young man. I see you, young lady. You're walking on water. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Come on, Brother Ethan, you don't even know what you're doing right now. You're letting the 11 in the boat know. We can go there, boys. Come on, Brother Ethan, lead us right now. Take that step, Brother Ethan. I'm not wrestling with it no more. I'm just going to do what God wants me to do. Come on, young lady. You're looking at the waters and you feel subject to them. They've been rocking the boat for some time. Why don't you just walk on top of that today? I'm not wrestling with this anymore. I've got dominion over this right here. I'm not arguing with this anymore. I've got power over this right here. Why? Because the one that's sending me to the other side, he's out there on top of it. He's out there handling it. He's out there taking care of it. Come on. Come on, we're not just making a statement in the heavens. We're making a statement to the adversary right now. You thought you had me confined in the boat. You thought you had me confined. Come on, we're just getting by to the other side. No, 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 no. I'm going to experience dominion.